two.
Peace.
Two. Welcome to episode 14 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And I'm also sick. I'm the sick Tim. And he's Ray.
Hey, and we hope you enjoy the show. But first, sorry to hear you're sick, Tim, but we have trivia for you. So not only will your nose be stuffy, but your ears will be clogged with music. Our winner from last week, who is the quickest to correctly answer what this song is Luke. It is indeed from Billy Hatch from the Giant Egg during the end credits. So, Luke, I'll be making your picture into a floating 2-piece start head and then adding you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else.
And let me just say, congratulations on it. That's the second victory.
Yeah.
He won our second trivia for you. And I'm especially proud of him for asking Ray to draw an entirely new picture from the one he originally drew. So he gave me extra work to do, which I think is awesome.
Like, I got the email, and I'm like, okay, here's the picture he wants done. Got it. And I did it all up, and I sent it to Tim, and then Tim was like, yeah, he actually won twice. I'm like, what? He just used the same head. What is he doing to me?
Way to go, Luke.
But it was actually pretty simple, so I had some fun doing it up. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So as such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. So remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So, let the guessing begin.
All right. Sorry.
And with that, oh, poor Tim. And with that, we're going to go right to our topic of the week. This week, Tim and I are going to go over some of the games that we've been playing. Or just, we're going to pick one game we've been playing, kind of talk about it quickly and kind of give a brief highlight of what we think. Tim, how about you go first since you're sick?
Yeah, since I may not survive to the end of the podcast here. I bought a bunch of cheap games at Circuit City for the 360. Since I'm a fairly new 360 owner, I thought I'd catch up on the backlog of good games that are on the cheap.
Nice.
And so I decided to give Tomb Raider Legend a shot. It was like $15 or something, and it was supposed to be, you know, the game that got the Tomb Raider franchise back on track, so to speak, which is something that I'm sure you're looking forward to, Ray, for the Sonic franchise. One day, we'll get there, I promise.
I guess Sonic just needs boobs, and he'll be set.
Well, that wasn't the problem with the franchise. The problem was the games all sucked, but yeah, I gotta say, I'm really enjoying it so far.
Well, wait, now, hold on. Did you think the first game sucked?
The first Tomb Raider game?
Yeah, the very first one.
No, not at the time. I mean, looking at it now, it does, but I know that they kind of strayed off a lot of different ways, kind of like Sonic does.
So are you saying Tomb Raider was in the Olympics?
Well, they didn't go that far. They didn't have a pinball Tomb Raider.
Has she been riding on hoverboards? that was for the Z,
well,
in case any of you caught it.
Anyway, it was funny. The one game I really was looking forward to playing I really wanted to play on the PlayStation 3 was Uncharted. And I actually played it up in San Francisco at the PlayStation store. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty fun, but it wasn't something I was going to buy the system over. And I feel like, to some extent, Tomb Raider Legend will fill that void well enough to, you know, kind of fill the void.
Right.
It's very similar game mechanics, you know, it's a lot of get from point A to point B, except that you're in this, like, you know, tomb or whatever, and you have to
raid it.
Just a lot of jumping around, figuring out the puzzles, and a few, you know, token bad guys here and there to kill. But yeah, it's actually challenging, more challenging than I thought it would be. They don't make all the puzzles super obvious like some of the games I've played recently, like on the Wii, that are kind of maybe intended for younger audiences.
Highlight the words with color that are important.
Or the big arrows pointing at the at the spot on the enemy where you're supposed to hit the weak spot, right?
Right.
You always get
target.
Yeah. You always get that. But no, it's not all obvious, so it kind of makes it a little more fun, a little more challenging. So
does the wife approve? Or do you play when she's not around in secret?
No, it's funny. I played it yesterday, and she saw me playing it, and she's like, "You're a girl?" Kind of like, "Why are you playing as a woman?" or whatever. And that's the only comment that she really had at the time. But, as you kind of turn the screen in different angles, you see Lara, at different angles. And I don't really think she saw, like, a full frontal view, so she didn't make any comments there.
Right. And plus, even if you turned it, like, I know if I was playing, I wouldn't really be thinking about it. I'd be thinking about, like, well, I'm turning the camera so I can get a better view of this at the stage.
Yes,
for where
exactly.
I need to go. But other people might look, like Jessica would look and be like,
"Well, that's
what are you doing?"
That's what I was afraid
like,
of.
I'm trying to get to this ledge over here. I can't. Just these big hills I have to jump to. I don't know what's going on.
No, but honestly, that's funny you bring that up because I was, exact same thing. I was stuck in this one area, and I'm kind of looking around the walls to see what I'm supposed to do. And I know, Sarah was in the room at the time. She wasn't looking, but I kind of became conscious of the fact that, even though I'm looking in the upper left corner of the screen right now, like 75% of the screen is like, you know what you're looking at right there, right?
I better take her out of her swimsuit,
change costume, winter parka. But anyway, I will confirm, if you will, that the game is fun.
Confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Well, on my side of the gaming, I wasn't playing 360. Surprise! I was playing the Wii. Picked up No More Heroes this week, and I've been playing that for...
So is it true?
What?
That there are no more heroes?
Well, I can't really consider them any of them heroes to begin with. I mean... I guess so, yeah. I guess there are no more heroes if there's no heroes in the game at all.
Now, here's what doesn't make sense to me is the game was originally called Heroes. And
it's called Project Heroes.
Okay, but they changed it because of the show, Heroes. So,
oh,
I wonder.
Oh, really? I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, that's why they changed it, because they didn't want confusion
on
the TV show.
I gotcha.
So they changed it from Heroes or whatever, Project Heroes, to No More Heroes. I'm like, wow, that's like the exact opposite.
That always made, like...
It's like calling something Skies of Arcadia and then changing it to, like, the depths of the ocean. Like, what?
But it always made it horrible for, like, news updates on the web because people would be like, oh, No More Heroes release date. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Like, what?
What happened?
They're canceling the game.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet game. I really loved Killer 7.
Yeah.
Which Suda 5-1 directed before that, and that one was so full of just this ridiculously complex story, and so full of style and visual appeal, and it did some really awesome camera work, I might add. There's been a couple long shots in the game. I was like, wow, they really had to set this up. They had to time everything just right in the game, and I was like, this is pretty sweet. So, whenever the graphics were bad, you never noticed it because the style was so thick that it's like, well, it's just the style. That's just how, it's kind of like a form of minimalism. Mm. So with this game, it's like because people weren't totally sold on Killer 7, they kind of met everyone both ways. Like, well, there's still a lot of style and the graphics still suck, but we made it a little bit more realistic and we didn't make the story so complex. But they went a little too far, and so... there's areas of the game where it's like, wow, these graphics suck here. these just really look bad.
Yeah.
And you notice it, some things it's like, well, the style is awesome, this looks sweet. Other times it's like, this just looks bad. And the story is just way too straightforward for me. There were so many awesome cutscenes in Killer 7 that really, you're like, oh, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. We need some Lost fans and some Cloverfield fans to go play that game and figure it out for me, because they'd have a field day with it. They start to throw in some little twist to the stories at the very end of the game, but it's a little too late by that point. You almost feel like they just start making stuff up just to be funny, instead of like, oh, we planned this all from the beginning. So it's hard to tell, but yeah, it's a really cool game. It's really violent. It's a stylized violence, pretty awesome fighter. I enjoyed it a lot. Put up my review today. Gave it an 8.2.
And what kept it from being higher? Basically, the storyline, the graphics, or?
Well, I mean, it's trying to do too much, in my opinion. I mean, you have the 10 assassins that you have to go kill, and all that is awesome. It starts to lose focus, though. I mean, about halfway through, you know, before it's like, oh, you have to spend like a whole half hour on an assassin. You have to spend a whole bunch of time on their level, defeating all of their little henchmen, and then you fight the assassin. But then towards the end, it's like, they just kind of skip over that first part. It's like, oh, just run down this hallway for a really long time, kill a couple guys, now you're at the assassin already. It's like, oh, wow, you just skipped all that? Or like, oh, we're going to reuse the same place you've been before for this assassin. It's like, hey, like, what's going on here? But by the, you know, but you're so close to the end, it doesn't really matter, because like, I'm almost number one, and then, you know, number one's really awesome, so, you know, it all pays off, but... I mean, you do a bunch of side missions and stuff, and you have like a Grand Theft Auto world that you kind of roam around in, but there's really nothing to do, and that world is very buggy, and really, it feels like it's in beta. I mean, it seriously feels like people were still testing it, and there was still work to be done there. So it's kind of, it's a mixed bag, but there's enough there to love that a lot of the style helps make up for some of its shortcomings.
Yeah, did you hear that, you know, the main character, Travis Touchdown?
He's confirmed for Brawl.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you know that?
I read about it today, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot. We shouldn't have said that in the podcast.
Well, I've been trying to avoid spoiler. Oh, yeah. No, we're joking, guys.
Just kidding.
Well, I was kind of thinking about it, though. Like, he would be a pretty cool character, you know, but...
Except he would slice Mario up and blood would be everywhere. I don't think... I think your rating would go a little higher than, what is it? Is it teen or is it
E10? It's mature, dude. It's totally mature.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's a great comic, dude. That's an awesome comic. We got to think about that. Just have a shot. Like, you know, here's Touchdown. Ready, go! Shing!
Wow.
Sudden death, literally.
I guess that brings us to comic talk.
Comic talk. No one had any anything for us to do for this opening. So again, any ideas for how we should make the comic talk introduction exciting and entertaining, please. Yeah, we did the comic. I spent one day on it, and we are a bit behind schedule, and I just did it as fast as I could. Basically, I was running out of time. And
looked good, though.
Turned out pretty well. It's one of those comics where I feel like I reused a lot of things. Like, very, very little of it was new artwork. It was a lot of reused things. But it works. It works, and it's not immediately obvious. So,
No.
I'm looking forward to the next few weeks, because we've got a number of ideas we've been talking about, and I'm very excited to get those done. So, hopefully, if any of you were saying recently, you guys used to be good, hopefully that'll turn around next week for you guys.
I think they've been pretty solid. I was actually surprised. I mean, everything on our site about this comic was positive, and the rating, you know, there's little stars on, you know, you can rate the comic. Rating's pretty high, 4.5 out of 5.
But yeah, all six people really rated it well, yeah.
But honestly, we usually get a few people like, oh, the PSP one. I mean, we probably had a lot of people give us like zero stars because they hate us for dissing the PSP.
They hate you. They hate you.
That was a joint effort, my friend.
Hey, but the everything in your post was you.
Yeah, I'm the face.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
PSP sucks, by the way.
You're just the poor artist that does everything I say. You have to draw all the mean pictures. But I was surprised. Joystick.
I can't support myself on 2P Star alone. So I stooped down to doing like Sonic hentai porn on the side for some extra cash.
Right. Oh boy. Well, we
like
have
that number one Sonic. Google.
Oh
image.
No,
that,
we're not going
that
back
was
to
me. That.
That
was mine, man.
Oh, back from the first podcast. I was gonna say joystick were dead last.
It's confirmed now, actually.
Confirmed. There's no way we could win unless we had at least 18 votes more. But we're confirmed 100% that we're not gonna win. No, I found that kind of surprising because, I mean, I don't know. We usually get like third or fourth or something.
I think it's like a PSP rebellion.
Yes, everyone.
I think all those people figured out, and now they're all boycotting our site.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Well, we'll have to put a comic up where we just totally lavish praises upon the PSP.
We should, and see if people get it, because
they won't.
I mean, you remember when we did the winning formula comic?
Yes, yes.
And we had the sketch of the Silver Surfer and Sonic smoking a doobie,
right?
And there were some comments on there from people that were like, hey, that was a really funny comic. And I'm like, no!
No, it wasn't.
It's not. Like, people were saying, like, I love that last line. It's hilarious. Like, and it's,
I'm
like,
getting higher than the Hilltop Zone or something.
Like, oh, that line had me rolling with laughter or whatever. It's like, oh.
Well, I hope they only thought it was funny because they read the previous one, but I don't think they did.
It just got circulated on some drug boards. Like, ooh, check it out.
Sonic.
Like, I know with our rejected Wii channels, someone posted just the Lost channel.
Right,
they cropped the Lost channel and put it on their Lost site, and they're like, oh, 14 days left or whatever. And it's like, you know, there's more to that comic, too.
Yeah.
But
it was a Lost site or something. And then somebody commented about it. They're like, oh, that would be so sweet to have that channel. Like, I need that channel.
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd press it every
time. I'm like, no. They're rejected for a reason. They're awful ideas.
Just like when we have like the black and white TV channel. People are like, oh, I'd watch TV on that. It's like, oh, wait.
Wait a second. You have
it. Actually, I think for them it was like, we don't get TV, so that would be awesome or something. And
yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Lost the joke on that one.
Well, hey, with every great comic comes great comments.
Yes.
And the suggestion box this week was no different. Tim, what's yours?
Well, I'm a little confused. And I never got a proper response from this guy.
You never got confirmation on it?
Well, okay, let me read the comment. Just give you some perspective here. He was like, I was so excited about having a new 2P Start podcast on my iPod, but to my dismay, no podcast, and then a bunch of, like, fake cuss words. Like, what gives? Did you guys feel like you had to delay this awesome podcast because Brawl was delayed, or because it was Martin Luther King Day? Knowing that you guys, it was probably not the latter. Now, what does that mean? It was not because of Martin Luther King Day. Like, does he mean we're racist or something?
I think what he's saying is it was probably the first one, which is because Brawl was delayed.
Yeah,
like
I get
two
okay,
up,
I
and he's
see
like,
what
it's
mean.
Probably it was not the latter. It was definitely the first one. But he didn't mention that, so you're left to be like, what, do we have something against Martin Luther King or something?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Like, he should have said, knowing you guys, it was probably the first one because, like, yeah, you guys talk about Brawl all the time. But the way he put it was like, oh, knowing you guys, you don't give a crap about MLK.
Black people, yeah.
Or black people in general. I'm like, what?
Tim, watch your language.
I was like, I thought we never published that comic.
Oh, Tim, edit.
I'm just kidding.
That comic is not confirmed, by the way.
Not confirmed. Deconfirmed.
Oh, God. All right, well, my suggestion box goes to Andrew. Thank you. A name I can read that makes sense.
Yes.
He says, for Brawl, I would have to unsubscribe from about 25 RSS feeds to not have something spill the beans on characters and such. What I want to know is, will 2P Start be one of them? Will Brawl info show up in the comics and podcasts? To answer your question, no. We will not have spoilers. I'm going to try my best to stay away from all Brawl news. I'm going to try my best, Tim.
Good
I'm
luck.
Really going to drop the hammer. Because I'm like, you know, I've waited so long for this game. You know, it's so exciting to think of what could be in it. It's like, of all the games I could spoil, like, you know, don't let this be the one. You know, like,
right.
Like just hold off another month and it'll be more worth the wait than anything else, I'm sure. So.
No, good luck. I mean, yeah, you're just gonna have to. Now, what are we gonna do about people that post comments? Like, you think they'll respect the ban?
That's one of the things I'm probably not gonna do, is look at our comments.
Okay. Well, I don't think anyone will spoil anything. If they do, I'll do something about it, so that nobody else gets it spoiled.
Cool. Yeah.
So. All right, where does that...
Because, if you really want to know about it, you can just go to Brawl Central. They'll confirm everything for you.
Oh, yeah.
They'll really confirm it, actually.
Beautiful Joe. Confirmed.
We already confirmed that.
Oh, wait, deconfirmed. It's not true.
No, reconfirmed.
What happens if you reconfirm something that's been deconfirmed?
Then it means you were wrong that it wasn't in the game.
True.
It means you were right to begin with.
You were right the first time. You should have stuck with it.
Right. Well, it was confirmed, so you should have. I mean, why else?
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, we should move on to our final and most haunted segment of the 2P Start Live podcast, the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mentioned a terrible choice.
Wait. We both? Was there an L in that word? Because when I learned it, it didn't have an L.
Get out of here. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Billy Hatcher. I mean, Black Doom.
Billy Hatcher. Oh, Billy.
Oh, little Billy. What's your Black Doom announcement?
Well, I heard Billy Hatcher was confirmed for Brawl. Oh, boy.
Talk
no. Edit. No laughter. Okay. Well, if my wife was a video game character, I would give her the Black Doom Award for getting me sick. But she's not. So
virus.
I have to give it to the Devil May Cry 4 demo.
Oh.
I haven't
heard about this.
Well... It's just a little frustrating. Here's my idea of a demo. You give people a taste of what the game is like, and
then you rip it away from them.
And then you rip it away. No. Well, okay, here's the problem I see with a demo. There's two sections you can play. Either a normal level, but it's timed. There's only 10 minutes you can play of it. Or you can play the boss of that level separate. So you can, from the menu you can choose. So I picked the level itself, and... See, the point of the demo is to get used to the game and the different aspects of the controls and all that. And that's all good and fine, but when you have a time limit, you also want to get to the end of the level within that time limit. Right? There's only 10 minutes.
Right.
So I'm kind of going along learning, everything, and I'm like, yeah, this is okay, this game's alright. But, time's running out, you start blowing through things, and instead of enjoying it and taking in the game and kind of... I feel like putting the time limit in it was really stupid. And the other thing is, when you play the boss, if you do the other version of the demo, the boss is ridiculously hard. Like, I only tried it a couple times, but I just got frustrated. And maybe that's how hard the game is. I mean, I'm guessing it is, but because I haven't played through a level or a couple levels
yet... Let me put it this way. I played Devil May Cry 3... And let me put it this way. I was fighting a boss, and I kept dying. And one time, after dying a number of times, it said, easy mode unlocked. I was like, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Well, so, I mean, I'm assuming, the game is supposed to be hard, but I feel like if you frustrate people when they're playing the demo, if they've never played a Devil May Cry game before, then that's just going to turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know how good a job they did of attracting, potential customers with this demo. Both sides of the demo kind of bothered me. And I played the first Devil May Cry back on the PS1, and it was okay. It was pretty good at the time. It's not necessarily my type of game, so I wasn't really going to buy it anyway, but I just didn't really get a good feeling out of the demo, I mean, a good demo, I'll go out and buy the game if the demo impresses me. I just feel like they didn't do that.
Well, now you should play on demo with Sonic on 360.
See, I tried to, but they don't have a demo of it.
No? They took it down?
I'm sure... Well, I don't... I think I looked for it and it wasn't there. And I wouldn't be surprised because that definitely would ruin the sales of the game, you know? I mean, they don't want you playing that game before you buy it. Am I right?
You're just supposed to buy it on good faith.
Yeah, it's Sonic. Come on. It must be good.
How bad could it be? It's Sonic.
That's a bad question to ask. How bad could it be?
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to release dates and ship dates. Let me give you a scenario, okay? Well, I have a lot of problems with games come out Tuesdays. They're slated for release on Tuesdays. But then I'll call up the stores and like, well, we don't sell it till Monday or till Wednesday. We don't sell it till Wednesday. I'm like, why not? The game comes out Tuesday. I'm like, well, Tuesday is the ship date. Wednesday is the street date, the actual release date. And so I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And so sometimes I'll see game release is set for Wednesday. I'm like, oh, obviously it's making up for that Tuesday. You know, so I'll call and it's like, oh, we don't get that till, you know, Friday or something. It's like, what's going on? So this definitely goes to the Black Doom Award because I was trying to track down No More Heroes this week, and I'd call the store, you know, it's set for the release date of the 22nd, and so I'm like, well, that might be the ship date, you know, but I'll call just to double check. So I call on Tuesday, and they're like, hey, you know, when are you guys going to have this for sale? And I'm like, oh, Wednesday. You know, tomorrow's the street date. I was like, oh, okay. It's like, okay, well, I can wait a day. And I went online and I was on IGN and there's a commercial for No More Heroes and it's like, available January 22nd. I'm like, that's today. It's available today. Like,
what does that really mean?
Yeah, like, get it together, people. Like, you know, who are you telling these dates to? You know, it's one thing if I'm reading the news, you know, and I'm reading, like, the official release dates. You know, and so I'm just off because I'm reading what retailers need to be reading. But it's another thing that they're advertising it. Like, hey, it's available today. And it's like, but it's not. Like, thanks. So, like, all I ask is that you just make it consistent, you know?
Well, and I liked, you gave an analogy with,
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, I got the idea from my brother who was talking about delaying movies. And in this case, it was like, oh, well, you know, you'd go to see a movie, you know, yeah, opening day, you know, January 22nd, yeah, opens Friday, and you go Friday, it's like, well, that was the release date, that's when they open up, you know, that's when we can open them up, we can't actually, like, you know, put
play them
on the reel until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, yeah. I mean, so, that would be ridiculous.
You're like, what's up with this? Yeah, so there's my Black Doom Award.
Boo.
And with that, that's the show.
Yep, I'm going to get some rest and hopefully be well enough to put the comic up on Wednesday.
Yeah, seriously.
Takes a lot of energy, you know.
Oh, yeah, all those clicking with one index finger. Well, hey, everybody, have a good week. We'll see you Wednesday, as we always do with a brand new comic on 2-Piece Starts. And another podcast next week every Monday.
Almost every Monday.
At all, except for unless Tim dies. Well, I could do it with Jessica or something.
Oh, thanks. I guess I'm expendable.
There you go.
All right. Enjoy your week, everybody.
All right. See you guys next week.